Outside their city government office building, five employees of Austin's Watershed Protection Department show off a series of small rain gardens they've built.
Yeah, we're going to go to the rain garden.
The plots sit along the curb of a major intersection. They're meant to absorb as much stormwater as possible to help prevent overflow and flooding to the city's drainage system.
Well, they know rain's coming. We got forecast for rain.
There's a big storm predicted for the evening, which is an exciting event in a town that sees long stretches of drought. To prepare, city water monitor Aboli Moezi is placing a series of glass tubes in a metal box next to the rain garden. He wants to collect rain samples so he can measure pollution in the stormwater. Moezi says sometimes he gets so excited to see the results of his data that he stops by one of his 50 water collection sites in the middle of the night.
You gotta try it sometime. 3 o'clock in the morning is beautiful.
A delegation of 10 New Orleans city officials and local nonprofit and foundation leaders look on as Moezi gets ready for his big night. Austin's a leader of water management innovation, and they're here to learn.
Well, Councilmember Cantrell and Guidry, we want to welcome you and welcome all of you to the city of Austin. We're excited about participating.
Presentations by Austin staff, like Joe Pantaleone, include the origin story of how the city started to manage water better.
What really led to today's modern Watershed Protection Department was the Memorial Day flood of 1981.
After that flood, Austin City Council adopted a drainage fee for residents, and that money enabled the city to start paying for new strategies in water management. The drainage fee is a little over $9 now and accounts for the Watershed Protection Department's $70 million budget and a staff of 270. New Orleans Sewerage and Water Board, which handles similar tasks, has around five employees focused on stormwater. New Orleans City Councilmember Susan Guidry says her city is definitely playing catch-up.
We're probably 20 years or so behind Austin in terms of the public and the local government understanding and really getting what it is we need to do to manage stormwater and at the same time do it in a way that helps our environment.
Mike Personette is the assistant director for Austin's Watershed Protection Department. He says one of the ways that Austin's been able to be so progressive is because the mandate has come from the citizens. They vote in favor of things like buying vacant land to help manage water.
It's all part and parcel of quality of life, livability, but at the same time, to the extent that we put nature back into the city, we can create benefits, for example, stormwater infiltration.
As part of their visit, the New Orleans team were taken on a water management bus tour of Austin. One of the stops was a Walmart parking lot. The city worked with the big box store on installing a kind of pervious pavement that absorbs stormwater.
Okay, now see, actually this is cool. You look out this side, you see conventional pavement.
The tour bus also stopped at a creek where the city was experimenting with letting certain native vegetation grow higher and wilder than usual.
First opportunistic plant communities like ragweed.
The idea is that it'll help absorb excess water when the creeks swell from storms. Mateo Scoggins is an environmental scientist with the Watershed Protection Department. He says this experiment has required a lot of community outreach.
There's a vanity to what they think of as beauty and what's acceptable to them culturally. We always have to temper that with the fact that our funding and our job is to protect the water resource.
Not all of the examples from the Austin trip are good fits for New Orleans' unique geography. There's also the question of funding. The city is tied up financially with consent decrees and outstanding bills for infrastructure projects. But the ideas resonate overall that with community support and scalable projects, positive things can happen. City Councilmember Latoya Cantrell was excited by what she saw.
Austin is very progressive and they understand the environment in which they live.
Cantrell said she was also excited to take what she learned and hurry home. She wants to share some things with her next door neighbor.
That's why I didn't want you to pave that backyard, because now my yard is flooding due to rain. So now I'm trying to find techniques on how I can alleviate the collection of rainwater in my backyard.
Cantrell says thanks to the Austin trip, she's got some ideas on how to use a blighted property behind her house to develop a water management solution. For WWNO, I'm Jesse Hardman.